Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying a relationship with Jesus, Bible bits from Hebrews. In this session, we'll be looking at Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 11, sons or illegitimate. Have you ever doubted your salvation? Have you ever felt overwhelmed spiritually? Have you ever wanted to just give up? Have you ever wondered why God allows this? If your answer is yes to any of these, I have good news. You're a normal Christian. The new life in Christ is not an easy walk. It's not easy, but it can be completed with thriving success in Jesus Christ. The writer of the book of Hebrews provided us with three insights for effective Christianity. First, resist all hindrances to achieving the goal. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Let go of the extra weight of sin. Keep your eyes focused on Jesus and don't get distracted by the difficulties. The Lord is our example. He set aside the glory of heaven. He saw the joy of our forgiveness and endured the cross. We have the witness of all the faithful Christians who came before us. We are not alone on this walk. And then second, remember the price Jesus paid. Look at verses 3 and 4. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. You have not yet resisted to bloodshed, striving against sin. We have an incomparable example for suffering. When you get tired and discouraged, remember how small your suffering is compared to Jesus Christ. Our struggle against sin is nowhere as intense as what the Lord endured. No bloodshed yet. And then third, receive the Lord's correction to grow. Look at verses 5 through 11. And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as sons. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you're rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son whom he receives. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom a father does not chasten? But if you are without chastening, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons. Further, we have had human fathers who corrected us, and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? For they indeed for a few days chastened us as seemed best to them, but he for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Do not despise the chastening of the Lord. He's dealing with our sin. God deals with you as with sons. He's demonstrating his love. The fruit of righteousness. He is directing us toward righteousness in his chastening. I'll correct my own children, but I won't correct your children. Why? Because they're not mine. I don't have the same love for them. In the same way, God chastens his sons for our profit. The chastening of God is for our benefit. Illegitimate and not sons. No chastening, not his. If we claim the name of Jesus Christ and participate in sinful activities, anything that violates the word of God, we will be corrected by God. Some of us are too dumb to recognize it or too rebellious to respond to it, but God will not be mocked. We will receive our due if we continue to resist his chastening. You give that some thought, and you have a great day.